It's Murphy Houston right here on Cozy 101.1. We love when Disney on Ice comes to town, and they are at the Denver Coliseum, April 6th through the 9th. It's Disney on Ice presents Let's Celebrate. So let's celebrate with a conversation from young Kimmy Huckabee from Denver. Kimmy, welcome to Cozy 101.1.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I bet you're excited about coming to Denver now, aren't you, your hometown?
I'm incredibly excited to be playing my hometown.
Do you get to hang with your family, Kimmy, or do you have to stay with the company over at the Disney on Ice folks?
I get to do both, which is great. My house is in Denver, and so I'm able to go home and I can see my family. And then I'm also able to hang out with my coworkers.
Oh, that's a great deal. Do you take your coworker home and get some of their mom home cooking there?
I have, actually. I have two of my friends staying with me right now at home, and they love home-cooked meals, all of us.
Oh, I'll bet they do. I'll bet they love Denver, too. It's a great place. Well, tell us, how did you get into ice skating? Did you start young, and all of a sudden you're in Disney on Ice?
Well, when I was 3 years old, my mom took me to an ice rink, and I did a public session. My mom was a competitive figure skater in Canada, and she was on the national team.
Wow.
And she wanted to get me into skating as well. So she was like, why not try this? We'll just see where it leads, and look where we are now.
So, exactly. So did you get to the level like being on some kind of a national team before you got to Disney on Ice like your mom? Because that's pretty spectacular.
I did not get to a national team like my mom, but I did get to the senior level in competitive figure skating, and I was able to compete at the senior level, and I loved every minute of it.
Oh.
And then after my competitive career, I wanted to continue to live my passion of skating, and I thought, why not continue my passion with doing Disney on Ice?
Well, and you've done very well there, because you've been with them for kind of a while, haven't you?
I've actually only been with them since August.
Oh, that's not quite a while. I was told maybe a couple of years. Well, congratulations on that. How's it going? Pretty exciting, though, isn't it?
Thank you so much. Yes, I am absolutely just loving it. It is so much fun to get to do my passion as a job, and I love all of the travel. We've been touring all over North America, and to see places I never thought I'd get to travel to, I'm able to travel to with this wonderful production.
And think of the friends and experiences you'll remember the rest of your life doing this in your life right now. Pretty cool.
It's crazy to think that I've made some of my best friends here and some lifelong friends I know I'm going to talk to. If I stop doing Disney on Ice or if I continue this for the rest of my life, I will talk to these people for the rest of my life.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. We're talking with Kimmy Huckabee, who's living here in Denver, not now, but she has most of her life. She's on Disney on Ice presents Let's Celebrate. Talk about that show a little bit, Kimmy. What's it all about?
Disney on Ice presents Let's Celebrate is an amazing show. It is a show that has 50 of your favorite Disney characters, and we tell 14 amazing Disney stories. And we have some characters from the classics, like your favorite princesses, like Cinderella, Snow White. We've got Pinocchio, and then we got it all the way up to more of the recent stories, like Frozen, Finding Dory, and amazing other stories like that.
Wow, that's going to be exciting. My grandkids are going to be there screaming. They'll probably be screaming at you, Kimmy, when you see them.
Yes, I'll be looking for you guys in the audience.
So what part do you play? Do you play a lot of different characters?
I do play a few different people. I am a female ensemble skater, so you get to see me hanging out in the California Current with Nemo and Dory. You will be able to see me in Arendelle with your favorite sisters, Anna and Elsa.
Oh.
And then you will also see me in our amazing story of Mulan.
Oh, really? You're playing a lot of parts.
Yes, I do. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it takes a lot of training to do that, though, to remember different parts and be able to skate it out. Pretty difficult.
So we have amazing training, and we have amazing people that teach us all of the numbers, and we have a lot of rehearsal that goes into this production. And so at the beginning of the season, for about like 2 to 4 weeks around, we will go and we will just rehearse every day for like 8 hours a day, and we will just run numbers after numbers after numbers, and we will just run again and again until it gets perfect. And at that point, it just becomes second nature to you, and you are able to just do the number without even thinking about choreography, and you can just have fun out there and watch the kids' faces light up.
Well, and they do too. Congratulations on that. One question, Kimmy. When you come home to Denver, and you've been gone probably since August, as you mentioned, besides going home and seeing Mom and Dad, what do you like to do in Denver?
Actually, really funny. One thing I've been doing every day since being in Denver, I've gone back to my home rink and I have just skated with my coach and with my friends. And it is so much fun being able to do that since I haven't seen them since August.
Well, congratulations on that. And remember now, it's Disney on Ice presents Let's Celebrate Denver Coliseum, April 6th through the 9th. Get your tickets early because those shows sell out. And Kimmy, welcome home, and thanks for coming on Cozy 101.1 today with me.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great rest of your day.